I'm joined on the programme by Deputy Leader of Sinn Féin, Deputy Piers Doherty. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's great to have you on the programme. Right, last time I spoke to you, you didn't know what you were doing, really. In other words, you were still trying to decide what the party was going to do. I got a sense from you that you had reservations over the party backing Catherine Connolly because you wanted to hear her views on certain matters. Was this the big news? Was this the game changer that Marilyn McDonald had been flagging?
I think it is a game changer, Greg. There's no doubt about that. You have the largest party on the island of Ireland coming in behind Catherine Connolly. You also have, for the first time ever, the combined opposition supporting a candidate on her own merits, somebody who's independent from government, somebody who has a very strong view in relation to Ireland's place in the world, Ireland's the importance of Ireland's neutrality, issues that she has championed for many, many years, including the issues of disability, those who have been left without a voice. So I think it is quite something that you have all of those parties now on the left, that combined opposition coming in behind her. And I think it's injected a huge momentum into her campaign. I know on the streets here at the weekend, when I was out and about at the different games, football games and just about, and also up at the major Irish language rally in Dublin, that people were really, really excited that we now have big momentum behind Catherine Connolly's campaign. So yeah, I think it absolutely can be a game changer. But look, like everything, Greg, it's in the hands of the public, and we don't take anything for granted.
No, but what does it say though when the leading party in opposition can't come up with its own candidate, though? Like, does that not send a message in and of itself?
No, we can come up with our own candidate. There's plenty of candidates that could contest the election for Sinn Féin. I think obviously there was speculation around Mary Lou, myself. There was speculation around others, and look, all of that was in the mix. Like we made it very, very clear in a very honest way with the public that we weren't taking anything off the table. And look, the opinion polls were out, and you could see that I think the last opinion poll had Mary Lou neck and neck leading the polls. Now, polls are polls, we all know that, but it shows that we were there challenging. So, as I discussed with you about 2 weeks ago, Greg, the issue here for us is twofold. We have two objectives. One is, and the main objective, and we make no bones about it, is to get Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael out of government and for Sinn Féin to lead a government in the future, because that's the only way we're going to deal with the big issues, whether it's hospital overcrowding, children with additional needs being let down over and over again, the housing situation, the defective blocks nightmare that's going on in our own county. So that's the only way that we're going to achieve that. But the other objective is to make sure that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are not rewarded by electing a president into the Áras. In Catherine Connolly, we have a candidate that speaks to the values of what Sinn Féin does in terms of our place within the world, and in terms of speaking up for those most in need, of challenging the status quo. And in our conversations with her, and thankfully we've heard her speak about her dedication to a United Ireland, the fact that she is a United Irelander, the fact that she wants to see United Ireland. And I have no doubt that in Catherine Connolly's campaign, and indeed in her presidency, if she is elected to as the next president, that a United Ireland and the preparation for that will be a big part of her time.
How close were you to being the candidate? Were you asked whether or not it's something that you wanted to do?
Look, I as I said, the thing for us in Sinn Féin was, first of all, to make the strategic decision as to whether we stand ourselves or whether we stand, or whether we support Catherine Connolly. That was really the only alternative that was there. And obviously when Mary Lou made it clear that her name was not in the offering, then that put focus in relation to myself. So of course my name was in consideration. I was of the view, and so are the leadership of the view, that the best thing for us to do is to actually elect Catherine Connolly as Wictor an na hÉireann. That is the best thing for us to do. And because we I believe that I have a huge role to play, along with Mary Lou and the rest of the leadership, in challenging this government and replacing this government at the earliest opportunity in the next election. And look, I have unfinished work here in terms of Donegal, and I know people right across, and I really, really thank them for all the messages and support in different ways. But there was a very much, I must say, overwhelming view there. People wanted me in the Dáil. People wanted me to challenge and campaign and fight for them and be their champion on different issues. And I'm going to continue to do that. But that isn't my ambition. My ambition is actually to lead along with Mary Lou, along with other parties of the left. And I think this is a good example of Sinn Féin. Yes, we could have thrown our hat in the rings. Yes, we're conscious of the polls where we were going to very well up there in terms of the presidential race. We could have done that, but we actually see the importance of a combined opposition and the importance of that there, not just for the presidential election, but also for the next general
election.
Well,
that's what I was going to say. Is this sort of setting out the stall that shows parties of a like mind can work together? And arguably in the last general election, that really didn't happen in terms of, you know, an awful lot was relying on the public to make up their own minds, you know, which side they wanted to sort of transfer to, etc. So do you think this will see a more organised position come the next general election now?
Yeah, I think you know, you're right in relation to probably the offering in terms of the last general election. Did people feel that there was an alternative there to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, which are now two parties that, you know, have been in government or supporting each other in government for the last decade. So, you know, they are very much joined at the hip, and people are throwing Jim Gavin very difficult questions, asking him to differentiate between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. That's, you know, you would need a master's in politics to be able to come up with that one. But look, so there is an opportunity for us to show to the electorate that, yes, parties on the left, parties who want to see a different vision of Ireland, parties who want to resolve the housing crisis, the health crisis, making sure that they, you know, the benefits of a boosting and booming economy are actually felt by people in communities on the ground. There's an onus on all of us to show that we can work together. That said, we're individual parties. There are differences within the individual parties. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. And, you know, we'll go into the next campaign on that way. But I think what you've seen probably in the last year is something that you haven't seen ever in the history of politics here. And that is a more cohesive, a more united, an opposition which are working on key issues, whether it's special education, whether it's housing, where there's a key kind of platform and where we're working together. And I think this is another step. Like, it would be naive of me to say the fact that for the first time you've got the combined opposition coming in behind, and not just behind, not just endorsing Catherine Connolly's campaign. We're going to be centrally involved in this campaign. Last night, some of our TDs were out campaigning with Catherine Connolly, knocking doors. That's what we were going to see right across the island of Ireland now over the next while. People will be motivated, people will be energised, people are going to be centrally involved trying to ensure that people who support Sinn Féin, and many of them do in Donegal, we're now saying, please, please support Catherine Connolly. She's the best person for numerous reasons to be further in the hearing after now, this election.
You know, like, whether it matters or not, or what the role of the president is or isn't, you know, someone like Catherine Connolly, very much opposed to the triple lock being done away with and what have you, and maybe the public are naive in thinking that, you know, someone from a different political background would hold the government to account, or maybe reflect what the views of the public out there are. So on the issue of, say, for instance, you know, if the triple lock is done away with, in very simple languages, it comes before Catherine Connolly as president, hypothetically, she has the option to sign it in, or she also has the option, if she believe it to be unconstitutional, to refer that to the Supreme Court. And then, obviously, the usual trope comes out then, well, you know, if we refer it to the Supreme Court, then it can't be challenged again. And if the Supreme Court say it's constitutional, that's it. And it all gets a bit wishy-washy. And people who are expecting change, right, then end up down the line realising, actually, it's not really change at all.
Yeah, look, I can hear that, and I've made my point. How do you deliver the maximum change? You actually replace this government, and that was part of our strategic thinking in relation to, you know, making sure that we have our team are, you know, there to fight the next election the best way, so that we can deliver that real change that people need. But I wouldn't underestimate the importance of the presidency. And I think Michael D. Higgins has served with distinction. The presidency, yes, has all of those powers that you mentioned, Greg, in relation to referring bills to the Council of State, Supreme Court, all of that. But I think the most important and most powerful thing that the president has isn't even in the Constitution. It is the voice. It is their voice. It is her voice. It is his voice. It is about speaking to the values of the nation, to the values of what Ireland is. And a no-brainer here in relation to this contest. We have two candidates for all of their different, you know, strengths and weaknesses, who are government candidates. And we have another candidate in Catherine Connolly, who is an experienced legislator who comes from the legal profession, who has always spoken up, always been on the right side, in my view, in relation to those that are marginalised, to those that were disadvantaged, speaking up for, you know, those with special needs, speaking up for those who aren't in the privileged few. And I think that that's really important. And that's what Michael D did over the last while as well. He used very carefully and in line with the Constitution, his voice, to echo the sentiments of what he was hearing and what he believes is the heartbeat, is the pulse of the nation. And I think Catherine Connolly has that. I think that's why you've got so many different political parties and independents coming in and saying Catherine Connolly is the best person for the President of Ireland. So I have no doubt. Like, look, the big thing for me is also she is independent from government. You know, she's not somebody who's just going to take her line from government or toe the line. And we've seen some of that from other candidates so far. She's going to speak her mind. She'll do it in line with the Constitution. And I think that's exactly what we need at this time. And it is a time of change. Like, there's no doubt about it. The next 7 years will see massive change on the island of Ireland, not least in relation to the referendums and Irish unity. And I think having a president who recognises the importance of those articles in their constitution about the desire of the Irish people, of the Irish nation, to be united, I think somebody who will speak to that, I think, is also really, really important at this time.
OK, well, we shall see. There's different views coming in, as you can imagine, but yep, that's democracy, isn't it? We can have different views. You know, it's fantastic. Let's keep that. All right, Piers, thanks very much for your time. Look after yourself. Bye-bye.
All the best.